Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao. No new deaths from the coronavirus were reported in the Quad Cities yesterday. There were 21 new cases. Scott County now has a positivity rate of 2.5% compared to 3.3% in Rock Island County. Another top aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan now faces federal criminal charges. Tony Arnold reports.
Tim Mapes was Madigan's longtime chief of staff. He was also the executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois while Madigan was party chairman. A federal grand jury indicted him today. Federal prosecutors say they gave Mapes immunity to testify to the grand jury that's investigating Commonwealth Edison's bribery scandal, and they allege Mapes lied to that grand jury. The indictment alleges Mapes told the grand jury he didn't know anything about ComEd's top lobbyist performing work for Madigan or acting as Madigan's messenger. Madigan actually fired Mapes in 2018 after he was accused of bullying and mishandling harassment complaints. Madigan faces no criminal charges and denies wrongdoing. I'm Tony Arnold.
Testifying in court yesterday, Christian Rivera denied killing Molly Tibbetts, saying instead that two armed men forced him to drive them around as they abducted her. He said he didn't tell officers the truth because the men threatened his family. Kate Payne reports.
Bahena Rivera testified that two masked men broke into his home and forced him at gunpoint to drive them around. He claimed they were responsible for Tibbetts' death and they put her body in his trunk. Bahena Rivera recanted the previous statements he made to officers that he confronted Tibbetts and then blacked out. Responding to questions through an interpreter, he said he was scared to tell police about the masked men because they threatened his daughter.
Did you intend to tell these men the truth about what really happened that night?
No.
Why not?
Because in my mind, I had my daughter.
Attorneys in the case are slated to make their closing statements Thursday. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
A long career in the U.S. Army ends today. The Army Sustainment Command on Arsenal Island will hold two ceremonies honoring Major General Daniel Mitchell. Mitchell will retire after 35 years of service. Both events will be live-streamed today, beginning at 9 a.m. Today in the forecast, there's scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, a little bit cooler than yesterday, a high in the 70s. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao.